Welcome all of Perek Vav Pasuk. Hey, we're talking about the Yotziah, the annex or side structure that surrounded the Beis HaMikdash on three sides. Vayiven al kir habayis Yotziah saviv. And so, against the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, he built an annex all around, laheichal v'ladavir, built into or surrounding the walls of the Heichal, of the Kodesh, of the inner sanctuary, Vela Devir, and the Devir, which is the Kodesh Kodeshim, so-called because Devar Hashem, the word of Hashem, emanated from there. Vayas Tzilaos Saviv. And he made cells all around. So these are going to be rooms that are going to be for storage, surrounding the Beis HaMikdash on three sides, on the south, the west, and the north, but not on the east where the entrance was, where you went up the steps between the two pillars. There was no covering there. But along the three sides, there was going to be a layer where cells would be built, small rooms, that were going to be for storage for all of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and for various purposes. Pasuk Vav, HaYotziah HaTachtona Chamesh Bo'amah Rochba. And it was going to be three floors, essentially, or three stories, we would look at it. Each one 5 amos tall. So each one a 10-foot tall room, one on top of the other. The lowest level was 5 amma across, wide. Batichona shesh bo amma rochba. And the middle story, the second level, was 6 amos across in width. Vashalishis sheva bo amma rochba. And the third and top floor was 7 amos wide across. Now, this is kind of counterintuitive. You think about the pyramids where they are wider on the bottom and they come to a point on the top, so you have a more solid base. Here, it was narrow on the bottom and got wider and wider as one went up. The way that that was handled structurally was that the walls were thicker on the bottom to provide support for the next level that was on top of it. So the one that was only the bottom level, that was only 5 amma, had 7 amos of wall thickness next to it, on what we would call the left, if we were looking at it straight on. The next one, the second level, was 6 amos wide. So most of the floor was resting on the open room, but 1 amma was resting on the thicker wall from the bottom. So instead of 5 and 7 making a total thickness of 12, 5 empty space for the room and 7 for the very thick wall, here it was 6 and 6. And then finally, the top level was 7 amos wide on the empty space and only 5 amos thick on the wall. So the wall thickness on the outer wall facing away from the Heichal was thicker and thicker, the lower you got. So that there was kind of a ledge that the level was resting on. Shlomo HaMelech didn't want all kinds of beams and holes and a pillar. You know what it's like when you're in a shul and there's like a pillar in the center of the shul and you can't see around it? What kind of crazy design would that be? I wonder. But here, everything was going to be on the sides so that way there were no unsightly blocked view seats, in a manner of speaking. But each room, then, was successively bigger as you got taller up onto the third floor and making your way up. So these would be for storage going all the way around the Kodesh and Kodesh Kadoshim. They didn't take away from the interior dimensions in any way, but it made it possible for the Kohanim to stash everything that they were going to need to do their avoda as they went on. Ki migraos nasan labayis saviv chutza. Because he had provided recesses, spaces, around the outside of the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, levilti achos bikiros haboyis, in order not to penetrate the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So he had left kind of spaces so they wouldn't either penetrate or be attached to the walls of the bayis, so they would be, in a manner of speaking, kind of their own structure with their own support system. The word megraos, depressions, some say it refers to the outer wall of the side structure. Most buildings go straight up, Or as we said before, become narrower as they go up. Here they became wider as they went up. So in a manner of speaking, the walls were leaning outward. They didn't really look that way visually, but in terms of strength, in terms of the way they were built, so the ledges were made to avoid making holes in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash wall for attaching the beams. He wanted the outside of the wall to be entirely smooth without all kinds of, again, unsightly construction beams sticking out. Nowadays, a lot of the style is to almost show the beams, to be proud of how you built it. But in those days, what you wanted is that you weren't going to be able to see all kinds of things poking out of the surface of the wall. Also, the walls, according to this one interpretation, may have slanted out just a smidge, becoming a little bit wider as you got to the top. And the outward slant of the walls, according to this opinion, prevented people from climbing the walls in any way or leaning on them. And that also was meant to make the building absolutely impervious, holy, not handled the way ordinary structures are handled, but different and separate. Every aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, every aspect of the design, Shlomo HaMelech was all over it. He was on top of it. He had things to say about it. He had intentions as he was building it. And we're going to see that as we go on, that even things that were invisible, he worked just as hard to make them perfect as he did the things that everybody saw and gloried in. And that's one of the great, huge lessons of the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, is the fact that you do everything with the utmost effort, even if nobody around you can see. And a lot of Rabbanim give hashkafic lessons from that, as we'll see as we go on.